Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst a surface world besieged by environmental catastrophes, humanity's last remnants have found solace in the arms of Earth herself. Venturing into the depths of our planet, a new age of dwellers sculpt a life far removed from the chaos above, a revelation in survival, but at what cost? Welcome to the Subterranean Societies, an unveiling of the underworld's lifestyle. The grim narrative of our time is no secret. The surface is a tapestry of disaster, a maelstrom of climatic upheaval where hope has become a relic. Hence the migration, an exodus into the bowels of Earth to escape the relentless fury of a climate gone rogue. Here, far from the scorching sun and ravaging storms, amid chill and stone, entire communities have sprung, whispering tales of a life both beguiling and dystopian. Life below is tantalizingly austere, yet complex, admits a resident, eyes glinting in the artificial twilight. These now ancestral caves and bunkers, once refuges in times of war or natural disasters, are the seedbeds for intricate societies. Technology has paved the way for artificial paradises, but the question looms, is it truly living when the sky is but a memory? At the core, these communities represent a profound paradigm shift. Egalitarian in spirit, a stark contrast to the stratified, towering structures that punctuate the dying landscapes above. We all are equals when the earth envelops us, says a spokesperson for the Subterranean Council, their voice echoing off the confines of their chamber. The culture thriving underground is imbued with nostalgia, a longing for blue skies and verdant fields. Yet embracing their fate, these survivors craft novel traditions. The subterranean sunset, a fiber optic fantasia, has become more than a spectacle. It's a community's heart, beating in defiant resilience, signaling an end to another day, not under, but within, the sun. But not all is grim in the deep. The underground boasts its own marvels and curiosities. Markets brim with bioengineered flora, a fluorescent facsimile of nature's bounty. Children attend schools etched into rock, learning of a world they may never see, yet equipped with the wisdom to maybe one day restore it. Subterranean lifestyles have become a masterclass in adaptation. Water reclamation systems that work miracles with moisture, air purification marvels cycling breath back into lungs, and a diet rich in fungi and vat-grown proteins. Life finds a way, even in the desolate embrace of our planet's cradle. It's an existence fraught with the challenges of confinement, yet it's also a testament to what humanity can endure and create. As the old world fades into legend, the new era of underground dwellers advances. They write history not with the vanishing ink of the surface, but with the indelible grit of persistence deep within Earth's protective clutches. Their tale is one of loss, but also of unconquerable spirit, of the capacity to rise from ashes, even when those ashes are all that remain of a world we once called home. To end, one cannot help but wonder, are these subterranean societies merely the final chapter of mankind? Or are they harbingers of a more profound rebirth, an evolutionary leap into a future where the only sky is one we create, the only horizon, one we can craft from stone and steel? And with that thought, we pull the curtain on our glimpse into the underworld lifestyle. But the story continues to unfold in the silence of the deep.